Praise God. We are back with the second hour of Living the Good Life, a radio ministry of Beacon of Hope Ministries. Clearwater, Florida. We have several other things that go on. We have our gathering on Wednesday night. And tell us a little bit about that, Nathan.
Oh, my goodness. If you love the Word, then you will be truly blessed to be at the Wednesday night meetings, because Pastor goes into the Word and explains it. And it's a time of sharing, too, because it's a time where we get some information and she gets some information, mm-hmm. and we continue to share it back and forth.
Right.
And it's an enlightening experience. It's mm-hmm. When we go, I always leave feeling better than what I did when I came.
Oh, good. Good. Well, that's the way that's supposed to work, you know.
Yeah, it does work. It does work.
Well, praise God. Okay, and Nan, tell us about the other radio show that is also a ministry of Beacon.
Go Yard with Mama Mac and Dr. Angel. It's a life coaching program. They touch on all kind of topics, and you have the ability to be able to text in, call in if you have questions. And this ministry has been just a wonderful outreach of Beacon and mm-hmm. help a lot of people. I mean, they don't skirt on the type of subjects that they do. And they have covered all kinds of things in the past when they have been on the show, and will continue to do that. But we love that outreach.
Amen. Amen. And we also have a prayer ministry. So you can send your prayer request to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Either myself or Betty in Indiana or Shell down here will pick them up. And we send them out to our prayer team. And we have received many, many answers. I touched on that before. That I like, you know, when God answers your prayer, please let us know. But mm-hmm. any need, great, small, whatever, God cares about you, and our prayer team mm-hmm. wants to pray for you. Mm-hmm. We want to pray for you. So if you are in the Tampa Bay area, please join us. We meet at the Red Roof Inn, don't you know? Yeah, they just changed, so it's at the Red Roof Inn. On Olmerton, 3850, and there we started 6 o'clock on Wednesdays with prayer, and we do some praying. Then 6:30 is praise and worship, and we, like Nathan said, we get into the Word. Also on Saturday and Sunday, Pastor would not like it if I forgot this, but if you go to starcomradionetwork.com. On Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, you can hear Living the Good Life. At 12 noon, you can also hear that week's episode of Go Yard. So that's a wonderful thing, too. So we're just on all over the place. We're on radio here at 1340 a.m. and 106.1 FM. So praise God, we got even further reach now in the Tampa Bay area by radio. Of course, you can go to tantalk1340.com and watch us live. Our shows are all archived, so it's a wonderful thing. Praise God, and praise God for this ministry, being able to reach out on the radio. So,
and also remember our outreach to Mexico.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Yes.
Oh, my.
Radio Libre Soy. I hope I pronounced that right. That's a radio outreach we have in Mexico now. In Puebla, Mexico, where Pastor went last year, did a revival service down there. So that's just moving right along. We've got that going on. Pastor will be going back down there sometime soon. I'm not sure if she's set December, I think, maybe. So she'll be going back down there in December. So praise God for that. I mean, you know, we may be smallish, but we are powerful. We're just all over
powerful,
the place.
Powerful.
Yeah, you just can't get rid of us. So
that's right.
I had mentioned earlier about Daniel, and, you know, Gabriel brought him the answer mm-hmm. and told him that, you know, this is where Gabriel gives him the prophecy about basically timing Jesus' first coming down to the second. I mean, it's just amazing what he said. But I mentioned in the last hour about sometimes our opposition comes from within. You know, the opposition, the kind of the prison, the enemy's camp that we put ourselves in sometimes comes from inside of us, the way we look at ourselves. So I want to play this song by Lauren Daigle, How Can It Be? That song, it's just such a great song, and Lauren Daigle has such a great voice. I mean, she got one great voice.
I don't think I've ever heard that song before.
Really?
Yeah.
She's gonna be in town with for King and Country doing their Christmas show.
Oh.
She got some other great songs out. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Anyway, Nan, you have a poem.
I have a poem. I see past the stuff that you have. I see you as a special one in my eyes. I will help you overcome all things. Will you believe it? Can you Can this you see? I gave my son for your life. That's how much I love you. This is something you can count on. Oh, my love for you to see. It is so true. So, will you accept the gift I have for you? I offer you such a wonderful life. You'll be okay, precious little one, and you'll be freed from your strife. So, what will it be?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's great. And it fits in with what Daniel prayed in Daniel chapter 9, this song does. Because, you know, Daniel confessed all the sin, all the bad stuff, which is kind of like the first, like the verse in this past song. You know, I'm full of shame, I'm this, I'm that, I'm not worthy, I'm dirty, blah, blah, blah. And in Daniel chapter 9, verse 18, Daniel says, "Oh my God, incline your ear and hear.
Mm-hmm.
Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city that is called by your name." Now, this next sentence is that song. "For we do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness, but because of your great mercy."
Yeah, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Praise God.
We can never approach God on the basis of our righteousness.
Our righteousness.
You know, okay, you know, that's kind of not the way to approach God. Because, you know, we on our own, I stress that, have no righteousness. And yet, Daniel says it's not because of our good deeds or whatever, but because of your great mercy. That's our approach to God. That's our basis for approaching God, is because of his great mercy. So it doesn't matter how dirty we feel or whatever. You know, she's in that song talks about, you know, "You turn your eyes of grace on me." Ooh. You know, that's how much God loves us. And Isaiah, you know, Isaiah wrote that God, the Lord, longs to be gracious to us. And, you know, I need to remember that verse more often because I sin. I know, shock runs through the crowd.
I know,
it's shocking. But, and my normal natural tendency is just to be just like Adam and Eve. And what did they do?
They tried to hide.
Yeah, they ran, they tried to hide from God. And yet, God, you know, says, you know, he longs to be gracious to us. He calls us. What was he doing in the garden? He was calling out for Adam. You know, and God still does that today, and it's not, again, because of our righteousness, but because of God's great mercy. That's what I love about that song. Yeah, I've been there. I've been there. I felt that way before God, and then you right my wrongs, okay? You plead my case. Oh, praise God. You know, that's just, that's a wonderful thing. And then, down in verse 20, "While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of the people Israel, presenting my plea before the Lord my God for the holy hill of my God, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel," that name rings a bell. Who might Gabriel be?
I'm telling you, who might he be? He was the one who announced the birth of Jesus.
The birth of Jesus. And who else's birth did he have a hand in? Well, announcing John? It. John the Baptist. Yeah, so here's Gabriel. And this is, you know, almost 600 or over 500 years before Jesus was born. Here's Gabriel again. He said, who I had seen in the vision at first came to me in swift flight at the time of the evening sacrifice. And, you know, he says, made me understand, saying, "Oh, Daniel, I've now come to give you insight and understanding." So at the beginning of your, and I love this too, "at the beginning of your plea for mercy, a word went out, and I have come to tell it to you, for you are greatly loved." Daniel, beloved of the Lord. You know, and Daniel had confessed his sins. He was, you know, all that stuff. And God said, "You know what? The minute you started speaking, a word went forth for you. Oh, Daniel, greatly loved." I just think that's so great, because Gabriel reminds him of what Daniel said in his prayer. It's not because of God. It's not because of our righteousness, things we've done that we can. That's not our basis for approaching God. It's God's mercy. Okay? Which, of course, found its fulfillment in Jesus. Okay? Through him, we have access by one Spirit to the Father. We have boldness to approach the throne of grace. Okay? The first verse from Ephesians, the second right there from Hebrews. We have boldness to approach the throne of grace because of the blood of Jesus. Okay? Same thing here with Daniel, even though it wasn't obviously, you know, couldn't be the blood of Jesus, but it was, you know, he knew the basis. He knew he could only approach God through God's mercy. And I love that about Daniel. And then in Daniel chapter 10, he talks about in the third year of Cyrus. So this is, you know, two, three years later than chapter 9, he sees another vision, and it just overwhelmed him. So what does Daniel do?
He falls down.
Yeah, he falls down. He fasts and prays. Okay? I mean, but it's a wonderful thing. But for full 3 weeks, it says in verse 3 there in Daniel chapter 10, for 3 weeks, he prayed for the interpretation of this. And it finally comes after 21 days. And in verse 12 of Daniel, and this is my another point about power Daniel being a powerhouse prayer. Verse 12, he says to me, well, in verse 11, and he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly loved. There we have it again. Understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright. For now I have been sent to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God, your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I was left there with the kings of Persia. And I came to make you understand what's going to happen in the last days. So what happened was God was going to send an angel out to tell Daniel to interpret this vision that Daniel had. And from the first day that Daniel started praying, that angel was on his way. Now he got held up by the demonic princes of Persia. And I think that's an important thing we need to remember. God answers, but sometimes we have to pray through. We have to battle. We have to be in battle, be in warfare.
Come against the powers of darkness.
Exactly. Ephesians chapter 6.
Defeated.
Yes. Because there, you know, we can't see it most of the time. Sometimes God allows it to be visible to us. But there is a war in the heavenlies. Okay? The devil does not want us to be blessed. Okay? I used to joke about, you know, I was in Campus Crusade for Christ when I was in college. And, you know, they had the four spiritual laws. And we said, well, the devil had a version, too, called the four spiritual flaws. And the first, you know, the first of the real ones is God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Well, turn that around. The devil hates you and has a miserable plan for your life. So he doesn't want any of these good things coming down from God. And Daniel had to pray 21 days, and God sent Michael out to help this angel out, you know, to get, because I think about it, there's a battle going on. And you were right on, Nathan, when you said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Against the rulers of this present darkness. And, yeah, we need to remember, again, going back to the first hour when I was preaching so, that it's not, dare I mention names, Hillary or Donald that we are fighting against, depending on which side we're on. You know, it's the powers behind. You know, we need to remember, it's Satan, not a personality. You know, not a human personality. It's the devil that we're fighting against. And devil loves to divide. I just read this week in John chapter 8, he's a liar and the father of lies. It's his nature to lie. He can't do anything else but lie. Okay? And devil wants to divide. Devil wants to make Christians mad at each other. And we need to remember that all this hatred and bitterness and gossip and blah, blah, you know, all this stuff, that's of the devil. We need to get rid of that. We need to be like Daniel. We need to pray and fast, get on our face before God and ask for victory in the heavenlies. And I don't have proof of this, but I honestly believe there were some saints praying in World War II. I really believe there were saints praying. Yeah. I mean, because the battle, I can't think of probably a better, fairly modern example of a battle of good against evil. And yet, I believe there were saints praying. Amen. So that the battle would be won. Because y'all know, I believe Hitler was fully demon possessed.
Oh, he was full.
You know, I believe he was a type of the Antichrist.
Yes.
I believe he was a failed Antichrist.
Yes.
And yes. If not for the prayers of the saints, who knows what the outcome would have really been. But again, we look at these conflicts and we think we're fighting like ISIS or, you know, we think we're fighting this group or that group or whatever. No, we need to remember we're fighting the spirits behind them. Right, we're fighting the spirits behind them, and that's the important thing is we're fighting those spirits. And one of the things that we've got to be praying is that people want to come to Jesus.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, sometimes we're not the best example, but you know, I mean, I've seen it in my own life with some friends. You fight so hard. It's like what Jesus said to Saul before he became Paul. Why don't you find it hard to kick against the goads? Come on, why are you fighting so hard? And I think sometimes people will do anything, no matter how spiritually hungry they are, they'll do just about anything to keep from coming to Jesus.
Yes.
You know, they're dying of thirst, they're dying of hunger. And spiritually, and yet they won't turn to the source of living water. They won't turn to the source of the bread of life. Okay? So I want to play the song by Cutlass. It's kind of a little heavier than normal. I think normally we might play, but it's called "All Who Are Thirsty" by Cutlass.
Just come.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
That is a, I really like that song because it speaks to all who are thirsty, you know? And I really believe in one way or the other, the entire world is thirsty.
Yes.
And, you know, powerhouse prayer, praying like Daniel did in all those situations, no matter the opposition, whether it's external or internal or whatever, he got the job done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got some of the greatest revelations in the Old Testament. In fact, his book parallels the book of Revelation that was given to John in so many ways. But, you know, and I keep thinking of the revival going on up in Indiana and how desperately even our own community needs revival. Because I know God has allowed, you know, God kind of been talking with one of my coworkers who's struggling with a couple of things, and it's just so wonderful to be able to talk about Jesus with my coworker. But again, that's kind of the land of opposition, because believe me, I stick out like a real oddball there. As I'm sure, like Nan, you got some Christians working with you, which is a wonderful thing. I got a bunch of New Age.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But you know, even so, I've reminded myself, especially studying Daniel, I have to be like Daniel. What can I do, not to self-promote, but like Jeremiah said in his great prayer and his great letter to the people that had been exiled, he said, "Pray for the peace and prosperity of the land you're in." You know, pray that it go well with them, because that means it'll go well with you. And you know, keep that in mind. No matter where you're at, you know what your situation is, we can pray for the prosperity of our captors, as it were, so that it would go well with us. And that doesn't mean compromising. That means praying that they prosper and that they know where this prosperity comes from.
That God's will be done.
Amen. Well, will be done. Be done, will of God. You know, that's so true. And with, you know, I look at the early church and, you know, think of Peter's prayer on the day of Pentecost. 3,000 people got saved that day. Now, the crowd was probably much larger, but again, those who were really thirsty, going back to our song by Gutless, those who were really thirsty, they came to Jesus.
Yes, they did.
You know, what does it say? They were pierced in their heart. You know, I don't know. What does that mean? What does that mean to you, Nathan? They were pierced in their heart.
My goodness. When my mother shared the crucifixion of Jesus, I felt it so deep within inside of me that I knew that I had to accept Jesus as my Savior because it pierced my heart. The story of salvation pierced my heart. I mean, that God loved me so much that he sent Jesus to die for me. And, you know, of course, Jesus was resurrected 3 days later, which gave you triumphant victory.
Right.
Because if he had not risen, it would all be for loss. It all been for nothing.
Right. If he had not risen from the dead, he would have made a nice example of sacrifice.
Yeah.
But that's it. He would have just been an example of a sacrifice.
Right.
You know, but he rose again from the dead and sealed the deal with that. You know, he sealed the deal. So, yeah. And I love that because 3,000 people got saved that day. They had revival. Okay. Peter preached under the anointing of God and they had revival. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a little bit later on, they had more revival because that lame man got healed in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And the authorities did not like that.
No.
Okay. They couldn't deny it. They knew the man was lame. They could not deny it. This is Acts chapter 3. They could not deny that he was lame. And, you know, here are these two Galilean upstarts saying that, you know, Jesus healed him.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is they got hauled before the Sanhedrin, the ruling body of the Jews at that time in Jerusalem. And, you know, they were basically told to shut up.
To not preach the name of Jesus.
Right. Not even to speak the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's in Acts chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. In Acts chapter 4, they were put in, you know, they were harassed and all that. And that wasn't the last time that happened, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But they went before the council, and Peter was very bold before the council.
Oh, yeah.
And again, sometimes we have to be bold in the face of our opposition, no matter who it is.
Yes.
And Peter just told the truth. He said, look, this is what happened. This man was healed because of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says in verse 12, Acts chapter 4, verse 12, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me about that, Nan. There is no other name. There's salvation in no one else.
Well, he is the true living one. You know, there's a lot of religions who have statues or whatever that they call their God. But there's no one can come to the Father except through Jesus Christ, period.
Amen.
And he is the living one. Other people's gods, they're dead, or they're gone, or they're whatever, or they're a stone, or they're whatever. But we serve a living God.
Right, and that's
Amen.
That's great, because that's one of the names that you said, living one. In the book of Revelation, Jesus says, I am the living one who was dead and am alive forevermore. That's Amen. What sets us apart from other religions, because they're just religions. We're in a relationship with Almighty God. And verse 13, I love it. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived they were uneducated common men.
Yes.
You know, like I said, these upstart Galileans, they were astonished, but they recognized. And the Greek word there is they perceived. It hit them in the head like a, you know, like a shot of V8 that they had been with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh. Something happens when you spend time with Jesus. You get boldness. You get the word in you, and you get bold, and you can stand in the face of opposition. But one of the keys is being with Jesus, spending time with God.
Yeah.
Okay? We talked about Daniel spending time in the word. Spend time with God.
You know? Do we want to make that kind of impact around us? We should want to make that kind of impact around us.
We
Christians
need to make that impact. Yeah.
I was talking about us Christians, sorry.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, we do. We need to, you know, we as believers need to spend time with God, because otherwise, you know, we're not going to be able to stand up in the opposition. You know, and Jesus promised, you know, it won't be you that's speaking, it'll be the Spirit of my Father. When you're hauled before councils, don't think about what you're going to say. I'll give it to you. I got you covered.
Yeah.
You know, I love that. I got you covered on this.
I got your back.
I got your back.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they still told him to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
You're not to even speak or teach or even speak this name again.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it in verse 19. Peter and John answer them, whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you be the judge, for we cannot but speak of what we've seen and heard. And we need to get that excited about, about Jesus, about our relationship with Jesus, that we can't stop talking about it.
Yes.
You know, because I think sometimes they're just kind of sheepish and whatever. And here, I mean, Peter and John knew what this meant. They could be hauled before Pilate just like Jesus was. And yet they said, we can't stop talking about it. You do what you want, but we can't shut up. And then they called the ACLJ and said, I want to lodge a complaint against the government for a defamation of character, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, what'd they do? What'd they really do? And I'm not putting down the ACLJ. I really am not. But I just think sometimes we forget the first step, which is when they were released in verse 23, they went to their friends and reported what the chief priests had done for them.
Yeah.
And when they heard this, they lifted their voices together to God and they had prayer meeting. Okay. Yeah. They had prayer meeting. They didn't start litigating or start, you know, that kind of stuff. They had a prayer meeting, and I love it. They prayed, and they prayed hard. And what happened? Verse 31. What version do you have, Nan?
New King James.
Would you like to read Acts chapter 4, verse 31?
Sure. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
Mm-hmm. So they had prayer meeting, and I love that. The place where they were at was shaken. There was like a little earthquake there, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they continued to speak the word with boldness.
Yes.
I pray that that happens in my life.
Hmm.
I want that to happen. And, you know, I understand, of course, my position, unless, of course, I was working with Nan or Nathan or something, then I might feel free to talk about Jesus. But considering my job position, I can't really do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't stop me from praying for my clients.
There you go.
I do that. I can do that. That's what I can do. And I think we all need to do what we can do. You know, but here they prayed, and then it goes on to say, the numbers of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one had anything that belonged to them that he called his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. We need that too, that we could give that great testimony about the works of the Lord Jesus,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I pray, you know, for the revival up in Indiana. I pray that we get the fire here, really get the fire here, because there's such a need. I see a need, and I've just had such a burden especially the past couple of weeks, just a real burden for having that here, for getting my own life in order, and for being like a Daniel, praying for my people, and really interceding for my people. And God's really just placed that burden, and it's starting to happen little by little. You know, it's a work. I'm a work in progress. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
But thank you, Lord, for that burden, you know, for souls. Because we've got to have that. Otherwise, you know, God may want to save our neighbors, our coworkers, you know, through us. But unless we hear that and pray for that and are bold enough to speak out, that's not going to happen. You know, we need to remind, you know, everybody we come into contact with, but us first, that we need to fully come back to Jesus. We need to come as you are, which is a lead in for the song by Crowder, Come As You Are.
Come on. sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home, you're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. There's hope for the hopeless and all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, that endures. Earth has no sorrow, heaven can't cure. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Sinner, be still. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face.
Oh, I love that song. Oh, and there's so much truth in that song. And
oh, Nan, my goodness.
I think you were blessed during that song.
Mm-hmm.
Nan?
Yes, he blessed with a poem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Come unto me, and I will work it all out. You'll be able to praise me with a shout. So bring all of the stuff that you have to me. Of your bondages, you will be set free. I will give you rest that you need. Of my movement you will see. I see the brokenness that is within. Come to me, of your new life begin. So, what will be your decision today? Will you look to me right now and pray? I am here to help you through it all. I am faithful. Upon me you can call. What will you do?
Amen. Amen. I love the way that ends with the question.
Mm-hmm.
Because truly the choice is ours.
It's ours.
You know, I love this. You know, we've had all who are thirsty and then come as you are. And I love that line, earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal.
Heaven can't heal. That's amazing.
I love that line because that is so true. There is, There's nothing that's gone on in our lives that A, God does not know about, and B, that God cannot take care of.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, and I say this to people who might be listening. It doesn't matter what has happened in the past. It does not matter. God took a man who persecuted the church. You know, he persecuted the church. He thought he was doing the right thing. He was, you know, he was trying to, he watched and condoned the killing of Stephen. He then persecuted the church and was on his way to Damascus to persecute the church there. And yet, God stopped him and saved him. You know? I'm talking, of course, about Paul the Apostle. God took someone like that. And Paul, even in his later life, called himself the chiefest of sinners. You know, Paul knew what he was like, but he didn't, you know, like the Lauren Daigle song earlier, How Can It Be? He didn't let that, he knew what he was like, but he didn't stop there. He knew what God was like.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And that's the important thing. Yeah, we know what we're like, but we need to remember what God is like, because God is love. God wants to be in relationship with us. Otherwise, he wouldn't have sent Jesus. In order to make it possible, because of our sinfulness, God sent Jesus into the world. Jesus, the Son of God, the Word of God, took on our humanity fully, experienced everything that we've ever experienced, and then became the Lamb of God, who took away our sins on the cross. And praise God, not just our sins, as we say at Passover, you know, Dayenu, it would have been enough. You know, if he'd just taken our sins away. But he gave us healing. He gave us deliverance. He gave us victory. All that through the cross and the resurrection. And, you know, if there's anybody in our audience who, maybe you don't know Jesus, maybe you're afraid to come to Jesus, okay, don't be. You know, all three of us here on the radio today can attest to that. Don't be afraid, because God loves you. He loves you more than you'll ever know, at least until you get to heaven. And He wants you to come to him. So I'm gonna pray a prayer, and Nan, if you could kind of repeat what I'm saying. Because I do believe there are people out there who needed to hear these songs about coming to Jesus. So, Father, I come before you now.
Father, I come before you now.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I confess my sins to you.
I confess my sins to you.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
That Jesus took my sins.
That Jesus took my sins.
To the cross at Calvary.
To the cross at Calvary.
I thank you that by his blood.
I thank you that by his blood.
I am cleansed from my sins.
I am cleansed from my sins.
I turn from my sin.
I turn from my sins.
And I receive your forgiveness now.
And I receive your forgiveness now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My Lord and my God.
My Lord and my God.
Amen.
Amen.
It's as simple as that. You want to come to know Jesus? It is as simple as that. And if you do, I mean, if you did pray that prayer, and I believe there is somebody out there who did. I really do. Let us know, because we want to pray with you.
Yes.
You, and if you have any questions about the Christian life, You can email me. My email address is pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. Nan can attest that I'm good about sending back emails to questions.
I was just getting ready to say that.
But I encourage you, if you have any questions, please let us know. Let me know. We'll certainly pray with you. We'll, you know, get it. Find a church. If you're in the Tampa area, certainly come see Beacon of Hope.
Sean.
And then read your Bible. Read your Bible. Maybe start with the Gospel of John. So, okay. Well, any final thoughts, Nathan?
Oh, my goodness. I want to be like Daniel.
Yeah, but don't.
I want to be him.
Amen.
I want to be like Daniel.
Amen. Just don't throw me to the lions too soon.
Mm. Amen. Praise
but,
God.
Yeah, praise God. I mean, that was kind of the whole point of this. We need to be like Daniel. And, you know, to be able, no matter where we're at, and I so agree with you, I need to be like Daniel, you know? I need to be like Daniel, so amen. Praise God. Dan, any final thoughts?
Well, my final thoughts are...
Oh, dear.
Here we go.
I was going to say, when she starts off like that...
No, I just want to encourage people, if they prayed the prayer to accept Jesus as their Savior, send us an email on our prayer line, or your line, your Pastor Jim's email, pastorjim@bohm.
Pastor Jim.
At bohm. I just have you in my
Global.
Contacts.
And I know.
But I mean...
Sometimes those things can be more of a menace than anything.
But I mean, we will support them. There may be people who have questions who are new to this, don't know anything about anything.
Right.
That's fine. That's great. Send those questions to Pastor Jim. If you have questions, he will definitely answer you, and he will definitely provide you with godly wisdom and direction with any of the questions that might come up. If you need scripture about something, as I've done in the past, write him. But just, you know, we're here for you, listener. We're here for you. We enjoy coming. We enjoy being used of the Lord. But at the bottom line, we're here for you. If there was only one, we would be here for that one.
Amen.
And if I encourage them to find a church local, Bible-believing, full gospel church locally, where they, if they don't live in this area, if they live in this area, come on down to Beacon.
Amen.
Or just find a church. Amen. And email in, let us know what's going on, and that you accepted Jesus as your Savior, and we'll offer support to you as needed.
Amen. Amen. This show kind of had a dual purpose, I guess. You know, we're talking about a lot about revival, you know, but not only revival as for other people, but I think revival for ourselves. That's what Daniel means to me. It's kind of revival for yourself. You know, the old song, Revive Us Again.
Yes.
I love that song, you know, but that's talking about us. We need a revival. And I guess we need a revival so that we can have an evangelistic outreach. Because I think what's actually going on a lot I think up in Newcastle where pastor's at, it's kind of dual. It's a revival because that's inside of us, but it's also an evangelistic outreach. But I honestly believe, like Daniel, we have to have that inside of us first. And like Peter and John, we have to have that inside of us before we can reach out. So that's kind of my summing up of this whole thing. So, you know, you've been listening to Living the Good Life, prayer ministry, a radio ministry of Beacon of Hope here in Clearwater, Florida. And like we said before, we encourage you, come join us on Wednesday night at the gathering. Prayer meeting at 6. We do some praise and worship. We get into the Word at 6:30. It's a wonderful time. We're usually always out by around 8, so it's not terribly long.
And they can come straight from work. I wind up getting dinner, and I actually eat not during the praise and worship, but I do eat, you know, my meal there. We have tables set up, and you can eat, and, you know, don't let that stop you. Oh, I need to eat. You know, come on down, eat with us.
Come on down, eat with us. Bring your Bible, bring your dinner, bring a notebook, bring your voice. Because we, you know, we love to praise God, we love to pray, we love to get into the Word. Don't forget about our Thursday night show, Go Yard, which is heard here on WTAN 1340 AM and 106.1 FM every Thursday night at 6:06. That also has Mama Mac, otherwise known as Pastor Marcia, and Dr. Angel. Wonderful life coach show like Nannon mentioned before. Don't forget about our prayer ministry. If you have any prayer needs, that's prayers at bohmglobal.com. We're always there to pray with you, pray for you, because we serve a big God and we expect our big God to give us big answers.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And remember, it's not far to Jesus.
It's not far.